We're back.
For real?
For real. FR.
What's up?
Bob, what's up, Dan?
Yeah. Spring had sprung last we talked, and now it's kinda cold. Now it's kinda sprung back the other way. I woke up, I said, huh. Feels like 35 outside, okay.
Yeah. A little brisk.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that. I prefer it not be that.
Same.
Big warm guy.
Me too.
Yeah,
where would you, if you were moving states, where would you go?
Huh? Where would I go? Rockford, Illinois.
You have to leave the current state
you're
in.
I have to leave, huh?
Yeah.
Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Wow. You moved to somewhere even colder.
Yeah. I didn't switch it up at all either, really, because I've kind of like lived there too, technically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm comfortable with where I'm at, is what I'm trying to say, Dan.
I'd probably go to, like,
I don't think I asked you.
The Carolinas or
which
Georgia.
One?
Somewhere warm.
Which Carolina?
Somewhere where it doesn't snow.
Which Carolina?
I don't know, one of them.
Georgia? Every now and then.
Nah.
It's
not like here. It ain't like here. That's, I'm trying to get somewhere that ain't like here.
It's even snowed in Texas. You can't escape it. I mean, you could go to California. You'd probably be fine there.
It snows in California.
Yeah, I mean, like, up high, sure. Like, you could go to, like, the desert. That'd probably be your best bet to escape the snow. Go to, like Arizona. Or Nevada.
Probably if it...
What?
I'm not... Okay.
What?
I'm trying to go somewhere where it's warm most of the year. I don't care if it snows, you know, once a decade.
You brought up snow.
Yeah, less snow.
Okay, fine. Fine. social media.
Fine.
Fine. Losers Q.
We're on Twitter.
At Losers Q Pod.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Twitter.com/ Losers, LOSERS.
Yep.
Q.
Spell it.
QUEUE.
Get it.
Pod.
Word, by the way.
POD. I know, it's fucked.
It's so annoying. Like, why's the other UE on there? That shit says QU.
QU. Well, it'll just be K then.
Yeah, wait.
I guess that's why it's on.
I understand now. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just learned how English works, I'm pretty sure. I definitely did.
Yeah, I speak it.
Yeah, I speak it.
Sometimes.
But that doesn't mean I understand it. Spotify and Apple Podcast and Apple Music album soon.
Yes.
Rate us 5 to 10 stars, whatever.
Like, rate, review. I'll do all those things.
Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. All right.
I never know how to get out of that. Do you have a question for me this week, Dan? Because otherwise it's going to be
I already
a long
asked
episode.
It.
You already... It was the state thing?
Yeah.
I really
okay. I've got something, though. Okay. It has been a forgetful day/week.
How long have you been up today? How have you been forgetful already today?
Yesterday was more forgetful than
today. Today. So,
I mean, there's a little bit of forgetfulness today.
Oh, okay.
I realized that, you know, just minutes before this podcast, I forgot to watch the finals.
Oh, nice. Good.
Uh-huh.
Both?
I was like, fuck.
I've got terrific news for you, is that I've got you covered.
Hot. I'm kind of watching bits and pieces right now, and I know the winners, so.
Yeah.
Probably because you watched.
Yeah, that is exactly why.
So I forgot that. And then yesterday was... very forgetful day. Yesterday I had a birthday party for my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
It was her 60th. And happy birthday, I like get home and I'm like, oh shit, I'm supposed to be not here. And I called my girlfriend. I was like, we forgot.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, we just completely spaced that her party was today.
Oh, I see.
So it was like on the calendar and everything. Like, it was fucked. So I called her and I was like, I'm sorry. We ain't coming.
I see. You were supposed to be at Aunt's birthday party and you went home instead. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
I think I'm going out on a whim here. I'm pretty sure that makes you a bad nephew.
Nah, I'm her favorite, so.
I'm sorry, but I think Ben is probably her favorite now.
If that's my competition, I win.
You said the bar is in hell with Ben Guthrie.
Yeah.
Doxed, by the way.
True. That's my brother.
That's his brother.
Find him on League at Boxco 69.
Yep.
And then, Matt, the funniest thing that I forgot.
What is it?
Yeah, there's more.
So, does not remember anything.
Correct. Now, I remember this. After I forgot. So, hold up, sorry. Okay. So yesterday, after I, forgot to go to my aunt's party. I was like, I got to go to the store for a few things. So,
store. It's over.
So I went with, my girlfriend's daughter and we went to Aldi, got some things. And then we went to Target, as you do.
Sure.
And, her and I, we were like talking like the whole time and, we get our stuff and I go to the self-check, I scan everything and then we go. So I'm on my way home. And I'm like, I didn't pay. We were just sitting there fucking yapping to each other that I scanned everything, put it into the bags, and then we just left. And the crazy. No, I
no, that you're on a list now, by the way, but
oh, I mean, whatever.
Go ahead.
It's kind of crazy because the guy at the self-check, I'm like leaving. I'm like, he's like, have a good day. I'm like, thanks, you too. And just.
That's like his one job. That's like all he has to do is make sure that you actually paid for your. How much stuff did you buy? There's no way it was like a lot, right?
No, it wasn't like a lot. It was probably like 30, 40 bucks or something.
Oh, okay.
But, after we, we're in the car and I'm like, we should have got more stuff if I was just going to forget.
Literally. You should have bought like a TV or something.
That's tough to forget. That's tough to forget.
So you just confessed to being a criminal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was an accident, so whatever.
Do they forgive it if it's like an accident?
I don't know. If I went to that Target and they tried to get me on some shit right now, I'd be like,
put your hands up.
What are you talking about? I paid. And then they'd be like, no, you did not. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Here's my, and then I don't have a receipt. So,
so wait, you're saying like, if you went there, let's say, 3 days from now, because you just need to go to Target for some reason. Just bear with me. And they were like, you didn't pay the last time you were there. You'd lie and tell them you don't remember?
Yeah, fuck it.
Hey, I just want to know. I'm trying to give everyone an idea of the kind of person I'm working with, okay?
No. Let's roll that back just a little bit.
What do you mean, Danny?
I'm the bad guy to the big billion-dollar company.
Listen, Danny. For my bit. You are. Okay? I think you're a great guy, but I have to paint this picture that you're
for
not.
The bit. Okay. Correct. Okay. Yes. I see.
I'm trying to make it seem like you're a horrible person and a criminal.
I'm on the run.
Yeah. Literally at his house. Forgetting most things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, honestly, it probably wouldn't even be a lie. If you went there and they were like, you didn't pay, you'd be like, I don't remember that. You'd
probably be telling the truth. That's correct. I did not remember that.
Besides the fact that you did steal, you probably wouldn't be lying if you forgot it.
I mean, that's literally what happened.
So you're... No, yeah, I believe you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm not, like, trying to report you or anything. I will be calling the cops and letting them know, but I'm not...
They're going
to
be like, they're
going to
be like, really? Really?
Really?
$40? Yeah.
Where is the Target even at? We're in Rockford. I'm like, I'm not going to say where. I don't want to die.
You're calling the police and they're not even the same.
City, and we're not even in the same city. I'm going to be like, this guy, he's a criminal. Okay, you
that's
need to
funny.
Look out for him. I'm going to give him your
that's
plate
good.
Numbers so that way they get you next time you come into town.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they should
be
get
on
me.
The lookout for you. $30 not paid fee at Target.
They're gonna like print out a picture of me and
hang it up around the town.
This guy wanted. Forgot the bay.
they're gonna bring wanted posters back.
Hell yeah.
Because of this $30 worth of goods you stole from Target.
Alright. I like that.
Yeah. I think
that's worth it then.
I think we should bring wanted posters back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like up around town. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they probably
put them on milk boxes too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they still make boxes for milk? I'm sure they do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
they've got it, you know, like how orange juice is in like the box?
Yeah, sure. It's in the box.
Yeah. They have like very similar ones for milk.
Yeah. That's where milk comes from, actually. Like, originally, it was like it started box. In the box.
Nah, it started in the glass. The glass bottle.
Oh yeah, yep. Started off in the glass bottle.
You know,
and they went
way back
box.
In the day.
Now we're at jug.
Yeah.
Jug's
gallon
taken over.
Yeah, it holds a fair bit amount.
It does a lot of work, and it's probably cheaper.
I don't know. Probably not as good for the environment, though.
No. I don't think they care about that, though. I think it's all about the money.
True.
Yeah.
It is always about the money.
Big milk doesn't care about your world.
Big milk. What about small milk?
They probably care. Like a farmer? They probably care. They probably put that shit in glass.
You think all milk comes from farmers?
Where else would it come from? You think there's just some like dude who has like just a cow? Like, not on a farm or anything?
In a city. Milks are every day.
You think there's farmers in the city?
I don't know, but there's this guy on, I don't know, I think it's Instagram. And he's just got, like, a pet cow. And it just, like, lives in his house.
I don't think it lives in his house. I'm pretty sure that guy lives on a farm.
I mean, I don't know.
About the videos where the cow's like always eating his shit. I love those videos, first of all. But I'm really certain the dude just lives on a farm, and he like lets his cow, you know, pull up.
I don't know.
And he makes funny videos because they're.
I don't know. It, like, it really seems like the cow just like lives in
the
same house.
There's no way the cow lives in the house, bro.
There was a video. It's like day in the life of I remember the cow's name, but
make it up.
Squammy.
It's not a cow name at all. It's not a name at all, actually. Squammy. Anyways.
You don't have the right to tell me what is
Listen,
and what is
right,
in the name.
Right. Name my first child Squammy.
Name my first child Seven.
Mine's gonna be three, actually.
Mine's gonna be Soda. But, yeah, he had, like, a day in the life of Squammy, and, you know, he was, like, brushing his teeth, his or her teeth, and, you know, like, I think, was he in the shower with the cow? I can't remember. But, yeah, it was, like, legit.
The line if that's happening.
It was, like, legit, like, you know, like, this cow seemed like he just bulls. In the fucking house.
Yeah. Which is, you know, it's probably what he's trying to, like, give off in the video is that, like, yeah, My cow lives in my house.
That's what I want to believe.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can believe that, but I'm here to try and tell you that that is absolutely not the case. I'm not right.
I haven't seen otherwise, so.
I haven't seen otherwise either, but have you ever heard of anyone who had a cow live in their house?
Yeah, this guy.
You got me. I lost. It's over. I give up. You win this round, nice. Dan.
Let's go. Speaking of rounds.
Let's talk about some.
League of Legends.
Our favorite game. The only uh-huh. game we love. That's not true.
What was the last game you played, Matt?
The last game I played. Does Yu-Gi-Oh count?
Video game.
Risk of Rain 2. About 3.5 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks ago?
Wow.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty close to the same as that.
Before last that, time I game. It was probably like a month. It was probably like the last time I played Clash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm semi-retired at this point.
I know, like, I don't know. I'm in this groove where I just, gaming ain't it right now.
I can't do it. I just can't do uh-huh. it. Every time I look at that computer, I'm like,
fuck.
Yeah. It's a little different because you're on that computer right now.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not on that computer. Different computer.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways. League of Legends.
Yeah.
Which series you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Europe?
Yeah.
We can talk about everyone's favorite G2 versus the only team that they can play against in the finals.
Woo. Fnatic. That isn't Mad Lions.
That isn't Mad Lions, correct.
I caught the end of this one.
Yeah, I caught the whole thing.
Nice.
G2 in game one, we'll just kind of take it, kind of paint you a picture. They do their lane swap, like tomfoolery. Mm-hmm. And Fnatic...
I love that, by the way.
I think it's pretty cool. I think Fnatic play it out very well. They basically just kind of like perma-spam four-man dive bot lane with Oskarin just like down there helping them dive him while mm-hmm. G2's bot lane just like farms and pushes top lane.
Yeah.
Not Oskarin. With Oskarin, they perma-dive Broken Blade. They have Oskarin mm-hmm. come down. Mm-hmm. He's level one like almost the entire first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So
Broken Blade or...
No, Oskarin. Broken Blade leveled up a couple of times, but like Oskarin was literally just down there, wasn't farming. I think he might have done Krugs.
And was he playing like Zion?
He was Zac.
Okay.
Broken Blade was Sion. So mm-hmm. basically Broken Blade's job was just to die, and he did exactly that. But I think I like the way Fnatic played into it. They kind of just kept diving mm-hmm. him and punishing him. Which the reason they probably picked Sion is because they knew they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just die and farm the wave.
Yeah.
And he didn't, I don't think he traded at all. He died like 3 times under tower in like mm-hmm. rapid succession. And and he,
as Sion players do.
Yeah, literally. But I don't know if it worked out well for Fnatic. It just seemed like it was working well because they kept diving him and not losing the trade at all. So
mm-hmm.
G2's bot lane, I think, came out of it stronger, but I think Fnatic's bot lane had kind of like a similar... Like, I don't think there was a gold difference between the two mm-hmm. lanes. Just
That's what I also like about it, is that you can do this, and it's like, it doesn't always mean that you win the entire game.
No, but I...
It's just like a different way to...
They destroyed the top tower, I think, within like the first like 9 minutes. Like, it was probably earlier than that even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a different way to play your duo lane.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's mm-hmm. but anyways, I think this was the closest game Fnatic had in the entire series, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I just think they kind of got out team fought at the end.
Yeah.
I think the comp didn't exactly work in their favor, even though I think this was one of the better games I've seen Oskarin play. Noah had a pretty good game. He was on Pokevirus, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I think it just at the end wasn't enough. I think G2's bot lane was... they were ahead enough to where it mattered more in fights, and Caps was playing out of his mind this series.
Yeah.
Outside of the second game, which Fnatic, I believe they won in like 25 minutes, something like that. It was a bit of a stomp.
Yes.
But then after that, game three and four were just nothing. It was just
G2.
Yeah, it was just G2. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stomping. It was.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It was an unfortunate series because I felt like after game one being close for Fnatic and game two they actually won in pretty convincing fashion, I kind of thought that maybe there was hope that it could be like a competitive series, but G2 looked very good in mm-hmm. the last two games, like peak form. So
how do we think that these two teams do internationally?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think Fnatic is that good of a team.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is why I would
either.
Say it's worrisome that G2 looks like not great at them entirely, but mm-hmm. like I don't think it matters that much. I think they always perform internationally. Caps has been playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
I think their weak points are still shining through. I would say Yike looked a bit less impressive in the first two mm-hmm. games than he has before. So
yeah.
I think that it is probably maybe another thing to look at, but I don't know if it's going to actually play an impact, you know, or play a role mm-hmm. at MSI. I think Broken Blade, personally, I just still think the dude's dog shit, but I think as long as they can relegate him to be like a CC machine, he had a game on Twisted Fate. I think it was the last game. He actually kind of played well on that one, I think, but
mm-hmm.
He has his moments. He's just not consistent enough. I don't think there's anyone in like the West that I would say is like a good top laner anymore. Honestly, mm-hmm. I don't. I think all the top laners that are in the West that are I would consider like to be upper echelon are like from the East.
Yeah,
so,
like Impact.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I'm putting Impact above Broken Blade even at this point, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyways, I think G2 will do fine. I think Fnatic will probably get exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think I don't know if they can compete with the LCK teams. I haven't seen the LPL final yet, and when I was watching the playoffs, it seemed like some of the games could be kind of messy. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's, but that's kind of how the LPL has always been. It's kind of messy, yep. but they still you know, do well. So I guess we'll see. I don't know if they can compete against these LCK teams, though. I think that they just like look so good right now. So,
yeah.
But yes, I think against everybody else, I think they have a chance.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
To, I think against, show up and look good.
Yep. Against wildcard teams, against North America for sure. I think,
mm-hmm.
I think they're just going to look good. Like, you know, within the West, and maybe mm-hmm. I think that it wouldn't surprise me if they took games off of LPL teams.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that they are probably the best team coming out of the West this year, without a doubt. I don't think they're mm-hmm. better. I don't think Team Liquid's better, but
yeah, I feel like APA will get exposed.
Maybe he'll get the play Talia. We don't know. Maybe Talia
True.
Will be nerfed into the ground.
Yeah,
maybe
that
she
would
won't be good on the patch.
That'd be hard.
Podcast would read a patch.
I think. I don't know if Empty. I think Empty will be pretty fine. I think the bot lane. I don't know. Bot lane might get exposed. That's kind of what I think for Team Liquid for Hounda. All right, Hounda. So that ends with G2 winning and going
yes.
to MSI and
yes.
And Fnatic also going to MSI.
Yes.
Yes.
Now
we move east.
East. We've got
to
the LCK finals.
Yes.
Between T1 and Generation G.
Yep.
Generation Gaming, if you will.
Is this like the fourth time in a row?
I feel like it's probably more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think these two teams have been playing in the finals for the last, I mean, at least four. It was both finals
maybe,
last year, and then
maybe,
the final before that.
Maybe it's been six times. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Ugh, crazy. You know, this series kind of brought back the feeling a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, this was a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of upsetting for you that you didn't get to watch it. Honestly, you missed some good League of Legends.
I'm watching Game 5 right now.
Okay. Did you watch Game 1?
Nope.
Game 1 might be one of the best games of League of Legends I ever watched. I think that T1 was like behind the whole time and they kept it interesting still.
Those are the best games.
It was so good, man. It was such a scrappy back and forth game. And I think me talking about it would just do a disservice. So I think that anyone who enjoys watching this stuff should absolutely watch it because it was the peak of League of Legends.
Peak leg. Yeah.
I think that this was probably one of the most even best of fives I've ever seen. T1 did wind up losing the first game, but they won the second one, they won the third one, and both of those games were also very close. Mm-hmm. And then Gen G, I would say the game that they dominated the most was the fourth game, because they got a lead like really early, and I don't think they ever looked back on it. They kind of just steamrolled. There were a couple times where T1 would get picked because they're so creative and they always find a way.
That's why we love T1.
And Game 5 was another banger.
Currently T1 is behind almost 10k gold, and they're, like you said, still keeping it interesting.
Correct.
This is the kind of gameplay that I want out of like every single team in League of Legends.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I guess you've got to like actually be good at the game.
You have to be T1 versus Gen G good, where you're both so good that everything you do matters, and you actually do it right every time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not every time. There was some nasty stuff that went on, but
but for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these teams look incredible, and Gen G did end up winning the series, but I think that it was still an impressive series from T1. Faker specifically looked really good in the series. I think Warner had a bit of a rough series, but I think that he was kind of put on picks that didn't exactly favor him, or maybe his play style. Like he never really got to play the carry. He was more like engage or like Xin Zhao duty or like nothing too exciting. He didn't get to play
nothing to be able to carry.
No Lee Sin. No. Yeah. I mean, even Canyon got to play Kha'Zix in Game 4, which was
a
pretty wild pick, but it's not something they wanted Warner to do, and I get it, but I think he could have been a bit more of a impact player in some of these later games. So I think he was on Xin Zhao. Is he on Xin Zhao in the fifth game?
Oh, I just closed it. Yes, he was on Xin Zhao.
Yeah. He played Xin Zhao like three of the five games, I'm pretty sure. It's like Xin Zhao, Maokai, Xin Zhao, something else. I don't remember what else. It might have been he might have played Xin Zhao four times, honestly. he played a lot of Xin Zhao. I don't remember.
Clearly not worried about it.
He loves Xin Zhao. He might have played he played Molly.
Gen G said not an issue for us.
Not an issue. You can have
We don't care.
We do not care. So I think that's all the League of Legends we got this week, unless we want to elaborate a bit more. So that means that T1, Gen G both go in MSI. I think both these teams will do very well.
I do have a couple things.
Sure.
From the LCS world. One is Closer, the jungler.
He's back.
Has reached a verbal agreement with Karmine Corp, KC. I don't know. That KC team's pretty bad, so
yeah.
We'll see if he makes a difference. Correct. He has to. That's my Viego God right there.
Yeah. He's kind of nice on the Nick. I won't even lie.
I'd agree with that. And then there's been rumors floating around, but I think it was confirmed that the LCS is switching to best of three.
Really?
Yes.
Like actually?
Yes.
This is the best news I've ever heard. I'm not even kidding. this is huge. Like this split?
Summer split, yes.
That would, dude, imagine. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Hold up. We've dreamed of this, Danny.
I know. We have literally dreamed of this.
We have talked about this numerous times.
Let's see. This is from Travis Gafford, who's...
It's official.
I mean, he's pretty...
Dude's tapped
know,
in.
Yeah, he
His
is tapped in.
His friend is the commissioner.
Sorry, I'm reading more.
You're good.
Yeah, I mean, if this is, like, actually real, this is huge. And
our
it's...
region is saved, Danny.
It might be. They're going to get to play more. They're going to actually have to, you know, adjust during these best of threes.
Literally.
And they're going to be able to try things out. And it's going to be fucking, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, I can't remember
what exactly
if that.
Did he say?
Here, let me.
You can sum it.
This is just from a tweet that he had. It said, sources, LCS is switching to best of three format for the summer split and will feature another 2-week mid-split break during Esports World Cup in July. And then it's just a link to his video.
That's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's, let's see. I think we've officially made it out of the hood. The LCS is, they've done it.
Yeah, I think... This can only be a good thing.
Literally, there's no negative to it. I don't care about your viewership. I don't care about any of it. This is only good for the competitive aspect of it all.
Correct.
At this point, if you want the LP or LCS to grow more, you need to make them a actual thing that matters within the world of League of Legends. And having them compete is the
best. They literally have to compete or it's like...
It's over. You can't get by off of fucking APA all chatting. It's not enough. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Captain America, funny. not enough. It's not enough.
No. Not enough.
Everything is that one video.
You put that little, you know, that little bit of spice.
Yeah, the little, it's not enough.
It's not enough, and it makes it so fucking funny. So, I think the only way for the LCS to stay relevant, stay growing, stay, you know,
in it.
Good is, you know, for them to be better players and to actually compete, you know, internationally and, you know, show better at home. So.
Yes, I think this is huge. This is some of the best news I've heard regarding LCS ever. So,
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for us.
They don't have anything about like the schedule yet, so I don't know.
As long as it happens, that's all that matters to me.
Let's see if they they do a best of three. How many teams are there? 8. And I think it might just be a 1-round robin. I don't remember. Exactly, though. So, that's what people were saying, but I'm not sure. Like, in the comments. So, take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk MSI real quick. Not the teams that are going, but the draw stage. So, let's see. So, the draw stage happens today. I don't know when. Could be right now, honestly.
Could be right now. We will not know.
I'm gonna figure it out right now.
We will know in mere minutes, even.
Nope, I don't know.
We don't know. We will not know. Like I said previously, it's not wrong.
So, let's see. There'll be 4 tiers in the. Okay, let's see. This will be separating qualified teams in the different tiers to help ensure that the draw is fair as possible and does not result in lopsided brackets. Pog.
Cool.
There will be 4 tiers in the play-in stage draw setup. So tier 1 is the LPL second seed, LCK second seed. Tier 2 is the LEC second team, LCS second seed. And then the tier 3 are the PCS first seed, VCS first seed. Tier 4 is LLA first seed and CBLO first seed.
Nice.
So, LPL, LCK, LEC, and LCS first seed have a bye to the bracket stage.
Okay.
Let's see. Tier 1 teams will be matched up with Tier 4 teams, and Tier 2 teams will be matched up with Tier 3 teams for the first round of their bracket. I see. Let's see. Teams with the same tier drawn into a different bracket with one tier, one team facing team facing tier four teams and tier two teams playing. Okay. Additionally, this year, each side of the bracket, i.e., top two matches and bottom two matches, will only be allowed to have one team per region. This is big.
Yeah.
It means that we don't get
any rematches or anything.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, in the bracket or like inter-regional mm-hmm. play in the bracket.
Yeah, we don't get LCS final V2, LEC final God. V2. You know, we don't get Gen G versus T1 V1 million.
Yeah,
literally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when a draw will lead to more than one team from a region to be on the same side of the bracket, the team being drawn will be moved to the opposite side to avoid conflicts with the rule above. For example, if the top side has LPL 1 and LEC 2, then the LPL 2 seed is drawn and will be moved to the other side of the bracket, avoiding having two LPL teams on the same. Oh, this is so good. Yeah, they just spread them out more, basically. That's hot. Okay. That's it. I think those are the only updates. This was posted on the 11th of this month. Exciting. I can't wait to see what happens, you know.
Me either. I'm very excited for MSI this year. It's in China. That was a question. I don't know for sure, so
Let me see. They've got an article right here.
I'll just fabricate it. It's actually it's not in the same place.
China.
It's not. So the MNI is also coming up.
Chengdu, China.
Chengdu, China.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chengdu Financial City Performing Arts Center.
Cool.
Okay.
The MNI, once again being held in the middle of Nebraska, mm-hmm. as everyone knows, taking place around the same time. It will feature all the bottom teams.
Wow.
From only the worst regions. Everyone knows this already, so.
The prices for these, for the tickets.
Are you interrupting my promo for the MNI? Aren't bad.
Yeah, sorry. Huh.
Danny, we run this event. We have to kind of
promote
it, you know.
The final tickets are $67 to $190. That's like nothing.
Anyways, that being said, we will be there in China.
China.
We will be traveling. We'll make a day trip out of it. We'll fly in the day before, watch the final, and then leave literally right after.
That seems like a 2-day thing.
Yeah, I mean it is, but like I call it a day trip because we'd be there. We'd probably have to fly into where we'd get there like just before it, and then we fly out after. So in total, we spend about 2 hours in China.
China.
And then we leave.
No way, it's got to be longer than that, right? If it's a best of five.
Oh yeah, so it's gonna be three games.
Let's say it's average half hour. No, we're going worst case half hour. So two and a half hours plus draft time. You're looking at and in between game time. Let's say 3.5-4 hours.
How about this? It has to be 2 hours, or we miss our flight.
All right, it's got to be a 3-0 then.
It's got to be a 3-0, or we're trapped in China for at least a day.
China, no longer a day trip.
We won't actually be there because we will be running the MNI, as I True. Was trying to say.
China.
Where the winner gets a luck skin, and the loser
a random luck skin.
Yeah, the winner gets one that we picked. Loser, yeah. It's random. Could be better than the one we picked. We don't know.
True. Correct.
We'll find out the day of when there's a winner.
Mm-hmm. I love winning.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's
album.
Oh, looks like
fine.
Sorry, looks like the draw did happen, but we haven't seen the LPL final yet because
we gotta look at China before we.
I'm gonna say it one more time, China.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Danny. What are we talking about this week?
A Shmedia Shmish Shmew.
That wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah, I know. It didn't really roll off the tongue like I thought it was going to.
I don't know how you thought it would.
We're doing a media review.
There it is.
Okay. We are doing The Fear of Fear by Spirit Box.
Yeah.
Let's see. Little BG, that's background on these fellers. They've been around for a little bit now. I think that they've only done like one full album. Uh-huh. Otherwise, they've had like a bunch of EPs. It's been around since 2017. And I think the past like couple years, they've really been gaining a lot of traction and have been getting pretty big. And I like that because I really like these guys. And this is their newest release. Let's see, where is it again? Yeah, this is their newest release. it's an EP they put out in 2023, six songs. I think it's like 25 minutes.
25 minutes, 5 seconds to be exact.
Basically, whenever I go for a run, I always see how long the album is, and I just like put an album on, and like, you know, once the album's done, I'm like, okay, it's been about 25 minutes. So, you know, then that's kind of how I pace myself without like looking at the clock.
I see.
Because I go for long runs and I don't want to look at the clock. the lead singer of this band is a lady, and in this scene it's pretty rare, but I think it's becoming more common, and that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
That's
from
BG from DG.
That's correct.
That's DG's BG for the album.
Yes, correct. yeah.
Yeah. I listened
what
to
did you think?
EP. I listened to it quite
a bit. Oh yeah, how many times do you listen to it?
I don't know. I don't really keep track anymore. I just listen, especially when it's an EP. It's probably just playing a lot. So
how many times do you think you listen to it? If you could give
know,
a
15,
rough estimate.
20, 25, probably something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think
at most 30. I liked it a lot though.
I think I've listened to this like in total, like before I gave you this, probably like 100 times. Like I listened to this a lot.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy listen. I mean, anything that's this long, like, you know, it's kind of hard to like not be able to listen to it. It's quick. It's trim. It flows well together.
It's not anything like, you know, what Taylor Swift just put out.
Correct. Yeah, this is literally a quarter of what she put out.
The 4-hour fucking, or three, sorry, 2-hour fucking.
It's like an eighth of what she put
snoozer.
that might be a discussion topic for another episode. I don't even want to talk about it.
No, it definitely is. Oh, no. Yeah. We should. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Anyways.
Anyways, reviewing some real media.
Yeah.
This, yeah, I like this quite a bit. I think this is probably my favorite thing that you've given me to listen to so far.
Big win.
Big win for Dan. This is huge for me. I don't know. There's just something about it. A couple things that I don't love about it. It feels like there's some transitions that, like, break up. Like, they're trying to, like, have songs lead into the others, and they, like, break up randomly. I get what they're trying to go for, but there's a way to have it work, and they just don't know how to do it, it seems, which is kind of funny.
Well, you know, I've thought of that, and I don't know if it's, like, is it, like, a Spotify thing? Is it, like, a thing that they messed up, you know? Like,
literally, I have no clue. It doesn't matter too much. It's just I notice it every time, because, like, Seven Doors goes to lead into Jaded, and then you hear it stop, and then it continues again. And then,
yeah,
like,
and you're like... You're like, wait, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, and then is it Angel?
It doesn't
like,
feel like
leading to the void, and then it like breaks up, and then it goes back into it again. It's fine. I don't care. It doesn't affect me that much. It's just,
it's just strange.
Yeah. It's just like when you. Hear
I'm listening
it on
to the transition
albums,
right now.
When you hear it's...
It just like a full stop, and then it starts.
And then it's jarring because like when you hear other albums and they do this, it's like, oh nice, and then you're like,
oh that's hot.
Like this, it's like,
There's another album that I've been listening to where they have a song that does that, and it's like you don't even know that the other song ended. Like,
yeah, I love it's when
I think it, I don't know, it's a whiff on somebody's end, like, but yeah,
could be Spotify again. I'm not blaming mm-hmm. that. You got a favorite track on here, dude?
I like every single track on this album.
You love all
literally
of them,
every dude? Single one of them.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's okay that you like all of them, but like, you don't have a favorite. You couldn't pick a favorite. If I force you to pick a favorite right now, I am forcing you to pick a favorite.
Yeah,
right
that's currently what you're doing. Yeah. let's see. I don't like listen. How do I say?
You don't listen to any of them individually.
Oh yeah, like I don't. Wait. Me. So when I listen to this, I just hit play on the album, and I just plays through.
Sure, that's fine.
And I don't like, I don't remember the names of the songs I like.
What?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't think you can listen to an album, EP, whatever, 100 times and not know the names of the songs you like. I'm sorry.
Okay, like I know, but if they like put a song on, and I was like, I'd be like, I can't name this song, but I've heard it 100 times.
There's no way.
I don't waste the energy on it.
What? Danny, I'm telling you right now, you have to pick one, or I will stop the recording.
I am. No, I am. I am. I'm going to pick one. don't you worry, man.
Thank you, Danny. I was starting to shake.
I think it's probably... It's like these last three songs are what I think like Angel Eyes or The Void are it for me.
But you couldn't tell me which one is which if I played them both for you.
If I was like, you know, if I was sitting there and I wasn't choosing the music or anything, and you just put the song on, I'd be like, I don't know. I might get it, but it'd be a struggle.
We're gonna have to put this to the test at some point.
Absolutely. You could play it and be like, I've heard this song. I would sing every word in the song and then not even know the name of it.
I think that's crazy. I don't even know how that is. I don't know how it's possible, to be honest with you. I mean, if you've listened to something 100 times, you probably know it front to back which one is which, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, put in the same scenario with something that I like a lot. Uh-huh. I couldn't name the song either. I don't know.
Like I said, I just like it's.
It's just on, and you're not being cognizant of what the song names are.
Yeah, I'm like, God, this song's so good, and then it's like, all right, I got to see which song this is. Remember to listen to it again.
I think some of the songs they say like. It becomes
probably.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, at least three of them.
Maybe
like half of the entire EP, actually. So, yeah, my favorite's Jaded. I love that song quite a bit. I think it bangs the hardest out of all of them. But a close second would be Ultraviolet, and then followed by Cellar Door. I'm a big fan of this. Most of this EP, I will say, I think the weakest song upon all my re-listens was Angel Eyes. I listened to every song. I didn't skip it ever, but I think it's the weakest of the
bunch. But if we're doing the media reviews, I like never skip because it's like,
oh yeah, no,
you're not, you know, not right. You're not doing it justice then, you
I
know?
Think the one thing I did skip was the Limp Bizkit album when we started it off. I think there were some songs that I was skipping. I don't remember which ones. I don't ever want to think about that one again, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we listened to that a bunch of times. You don't remember the name of any of the songs, man?
I remember some of them, I think.
No, that's just a...
Oh, that was a little joke, Dan.
Yeah, a little meme.
Hey, that's funny, Danny.
I know.
I wonder if anyone
I'm funny.
Laughed at that one. Hey,
I did.
I mean, when someone says something like that, usually it's implied that it's like anyone but the person who made the joke, right?
Shut up.
Okay. Hey, I will.
What were you? What you said? Your favorite was Jaded.
Yeah, Jaded. Love it.
Yeah.
This one actually wound up in my my on repeat playlist. So
let's go.
I was listening to it outside of the album, but usually I would just play the album after I heard it. I was like, or the EP after I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked this one quite a bit. I think outside of Angel Eyes being kind of eh, in my opinion, and the weird transition failure, I think that this was a pretty solid EP all around.
Bug. Should we give it a rating?
Nope, don't think so. I think we'll actually skip for the first time. We'll not all right. do that.
Goodbye. We're
yep,
done.
Goodbye. No. Yeah. We'll give it a rating, Danny. What are you giving it, Dan?
This is a 10 for me.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm giving this one an 8. I think this one is pretty clearly my favorite that you have recommended for me to listen to for the Losers Q Media review.
Nice.
And I think it clears all the other ones when it comes to I guess just the overall. I don't know. I think everything about it is just better than everything else you've given me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We'll be listening again.
I was thinking of giving you the album that they put out.
Yeah, I wonder if I skewed my opinion on them. I don't know because I haven't heard it. I don't know if I'm gonna listen to it either. I might.
Yeah, there's. I don't think it's as strong as the EP.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I saw like 45 minutes on the runtime. I was like, I don't know. I don't mind something that's that long, but it's got to be something that I'm wanting to hear, you know?
I also didn't. 12 songs, 45 minutes. That's not bad.
That's like average album length. That's
album. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm gonna give you next though.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm gonna give you next, so we'll see.
It starts with a T and ends with Taylor Swift.
I am not giving you a Taylor Swift album. I will tell you that right now. It will be something probably almost the polar opposite of what she just put out.
Okay. I feel like we should do an album that neither of us have listened to soon.
That could be fun. We haven't done that since like the first one, I think, right?
Yeah. You've done a bunch of
maybe,
these too.
So maybe how about after mine we do that?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that I listened to this EP so many times that I'm like tired of it now.
That's fair.
Like, it's. I think it's getting out of the rotation.
Okay.
And you know, looking for that next thing to.
I know that
in the rotation.
I know that your answer is going to be yes, but I think this is a fair question. Is it possible for something to fall out of the rotation if it's a 10?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for me. I don't think
really?
So. I think the stuff that I like enough to call it a 10, I think I keep it in the rotation. Not just because I call it a 10, but I think I just like it that much, you know?
I think it depends on how you
for me
on how you
be,
define the rotation, you know?
Yeah, sure. For me, it has to be if it pops up, it's on and it's staying on. And I will if a song pops up from it, I might put on the whole album.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's what gives off 10 to me.
10.
That's how I operate sometimes. Often, actually. I sometimes hear a song just randomly and I'm like, that's it. Whole album right now. I will be listening.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Yeah. There was slight mention of Death Grips in our group chat the other day and I started listening to the whole discography.
Slight mention and he said, give me all of it.
I was the one who brought it up. I started thinking of it. I was like, man. And that was, I think it was helpful for me too, because I was listening to the Taylor Swift album as well. And it was like, I need out of here. I gotta get away from this. It was tough.
Yeah.
And I was freed by MC Ride and his insanity. So anyways, what else we got, Dan? Anything else to talk about?
I think that's it.
All right. We haven't I don't know we haven't
goodbye.
Oh, okay. I wasn't yeah, no, that's fine. We'll just
yeah,
just,
for sure, bro.
I'll hit stop. and we'll be done. And then that's that. And then that's Danny. And then I'm Matt.
I'm Matt.
And wait. All right, bye.